Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Several years ago, we became friends with a successful businessman named Garland. In fact, he owns three businesses, the newest of which at that time was a used car lot. During our first visit, we talked extensively about the Lord. Garland shared an amazing testimony, and well, needless to say, I encouraged him in the Lord. On one of our later visits, he told me about how the engine in a used car he sold 6 weeks before caught fire, burned up. Because of his low pricing, all his cars were sold as is. However, Garland felt led to give this customer another used car, allowing him to use his previous down payment on the vehicle. Garland pointed out that it didn't make good sense, business sense, for him to complete such a transaction, but they didn't have perfect peace about the deal. He told me that in one of our previous conversations, that one of our previous conversations actually gave him the courage to do what he felt was the right thing, even though he wasn't required to do it. In fact, Garland completed the deal without knowing why that engine caught fire, if it was the owner's fault or something about the car. He said it didn't matter. He did what he felt led to do. As Garland shared what the transaction cost him out of his pocket, and how it wasn't a good time for it to happen, I began to share with him what happened to Bev and I after the economic collapse of 2008. At that time, someone asked me how much money I'd lost during the stock market when it went south. I told them that we lost more money than my grandfather made in his entire lifetime. After the second time I said that, the Lord clearly, told me to stop it. He said to me, tell my children to stop worrying about what they've lost and to anticipate what they're about to gain. On each occasion, the Lord reminded me that the financial crisis people have faced or are facing is not about what they've lost, whether it's a car, a home, a job, or retirement money. It's about what they're going to gain.
He also directed us to reread Proverbs 6:31, which is a favorite scripture that we often claim. It says, but if he, meaning the thief, be found, he shall restore sevenfold.
Each time the Lord says, tell my children to figure out exactly how much they've lost and multiply it by seven. Write that number down. Keep it visible. And praise me with expectation for their upcoming personal wealth transfer.
Hallelujah.
The sevenfold restoration works. When word leaked out that we were moving from North Carolina to Texas to work with Brother John Avanzini, I received an unexpected call from a friend who, frankly, I thought had forgotten my phone number. This friend owed me $500. At the time I loaned him the money, it seemed like a good idea. Not necessarily a God idea. I remember well when he called and asked to borrow the money. I could hear the sorrow in his voice and almost see the tears in his eyes. I told him I didn't have the money, but after a few minutes, I told him I'd see what I could do about getting the money to him. As I'd done on a number of occasions before, I got a cash advance on my credit card, something we teach against. But at that time, I didn't know what I know now. And besides, my friend promised to pay us back within a week. As I listened to his voice on the phone, I realized it had been 6 months since I'd heard from him, and almost a year since I loaned him the money. During the phone call, he said he wanted to repay the $500 loan, but he still didn't have the money. I told him not to worry because the debt was forgiven, and his friendship was the most important thing to me. But he was insistent, He said it's a matter of honor. Did he give his word that he'd repay the loan? Again, I told him it wasn't necessary. But he promised to bring me a diamond ring that was valued at $2,000. I told him that wouldn't be fair and certainly wasn't necessary. He insisted. The next day, my friend handed me the diamond ring. It was very attractive, but it wasn't worth $2,000. In fact, $200 might have been a stretch. But other than my wedding ring, it was the most attractive ring that I own. Several months after moving to Texas, my wife and I had two different babysitters over a busy weekend. One of those babysitters must have liked that $2,000 ring more than I did, as it was stolen. A couple of friends suggested I turn the matter over to the police and take the girls to court. I thought about it, but then I recalled what the word had to say about stolen property being returned. So I told my friends I was going to take the girls to court, but not a municipal, state, or federal court. I was taking them to the court of heaven and the most righteous judge. Once again, the scripture is very clear.
Proverbs 6:31. If the thief, and we know who he is, be stolen, he shall restore sevenfold. And it wasn't the girls.
It really wasn't.
It's the enemy. It's the enemy of our souls who gets people to do, you know, who's controlling people.
Honey, if you remember, I prayed, Heavenly Father, you're the most righteous judge of heaven and earth.
Amen.
I come before you pleading my case. The diamond ring that was stolen out of our home was not taken by these two babysitters, because the real thief is the one who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So right now, Father, in accordance with your holy word, I send notice to the kingdom of darkness that I want my ring returned, or I want one 7 times the value. I claim this promise as a child of God, and I call it done in Jesus' name. Amen. I prayed about it. In fact, Beth prayed about it too. We forgave the girls and forgot about it. Less than a month later, a major donor to our ministry named Roger came to Fort Worth for a visit. As he and I were touring the International Ministry headquarters, he reached in his pocket and pulled out a check for $10,000. I started having church right then and there. I was praising God and thanking Roger for being a willing vessel and supporting the work and vision of the ministry. I was excited. Roger smiled, and he pulled a ring off his right finger. I remember it vividly. And he said, driving over here from Montgomery, God clearly told me that I was personally to give you this 1-carat diamond ring. Being the deep man of God that I was, I said, are you sure? Roger said, absolutely. I clearly heard the voice of God telling me to give you this ring. It's yours. Be blessed with it. I shouted, hallelujah, and lifted my voice to heaven, thanking God, but not without saying, devil, I got my ring. Hopefully you're getting a hold of this. The Lord's message to us today is as clear as it was the first time he told me. If you've had loss, if the devil has stolen something, he wants you to write it down. The amount of money that was stolen and multiply it by 7. He said, tell my children to keep that number visible and praise me with expectation for their upcoming end time wealth transfer.
Hallelujah. He also directed us to give you 1 Peter 5:7 in the Amplified Bible. Casting the whole of our care, all of our anxieties, all our worries, all our concerns, once and for all, on you, for you care for us affectionately and care for us watchfully.
He wants us to personalize Psalm 32:8
in
the Classic Amplified. In fact, this time I'm personalizing it for us.
All right.
I, the Lord, will instruct Harold and Beth and teach them in the way they should go. I will counsel Harold and Beth with my eye upon them.
We pray it every day.
Hallelujah, we do. He has his eye upon you. No question. Let me say that again. God, creator of heaven and earth, has his eye upon you, and everything he promised you will come to pass. As this message was coming together, the Lord also directed us to give you
2 Peter 2, verse 9.
Personalize it, baby.
All right. The Lord does not delay and is not tardy or slow about what he promises Bev and Harold.
Hallelujah.
Or you.
Or you, or, you know, Randy and Laurel. Or
that's right.
Ray and Brenda. Larry and Jean. Anyway, you.
You.
Maya, he's not slow.
That's right.
Or tardy.
That's
he's
right.
Always on time. I shared these scriptures with my new friend Garland and gave him a big hug. By the way, Garland and his wife, Pam, are on one of those visits, bought 130 Bibles, nice Bibles, to give to members of the local Boys and Girls Club out of their own pocket. They truly have the heart of a giver. It was about some after 4 in the morning when the Lord stirred me to share this with you. You heard maybe perhaps some of these testimonies. But I think there's a reason. Don't know exactly what it is. There's a reason he wanted us to share this today, to raise your level of expectation. I know we've had this miracle of stolen property return happen a number of times.
Oh, yes.
I remember once playing golf. Mm-hmm. And when I put on the golf glove on my left hand, I take my wedding ring off and put it in my pants. And I remember coming into the clubhouse after we played 18, pulled that glove off and reached in my pocket to find our wedding ring. And it wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't panic. I just started praying for the return of that ring, or a sevenfold return. Man, a couple of guys walked in the clubhouse and said, asked the club pro, they said, "Do you know anybody with the initials HH? We found this ring off the green on the 13th hole." The guy said, "Yeah, I know him. He's the man standing in the corner over there praying." I remember that vividly as well. These scriptures work. But you have to claim the scripture. Believe it's going to work for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, we trust you had a good Friday. And you're going to have a spectacular Saturday.
Amen. Because tomorrow
is Resurrection Sunday.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we'll be having you hopefully join us right here at 8:30 Eastern time for
Rich Salt for breakfast.
Amen.
And about 2:30 this morning, the Lord gave me what we're going to teach tomorrow night on Sunday Night Live.
Hallelujah.
And you're going to join us then as well.
Yes. And if you can't, by chance, you got something going on, family or church, then you can always
catch the replay.
That's exactly right. My husband we just finished each other's sentence.
We do.
I like it.
Me too. Well, till tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern on Resurrection Sunday.
Amen.
God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.